The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Christian Stillings, a clerk from Representative Kurth. The pledge will be led by Haley Welter, our page from Gowrie.
A St. Valentine's Day prayer for every couple, excerpted and adapted from the ICEL's 2010 English translation of the Roman Missal. May God keep you of one heart in love, that peace divine may dwell in you and abide always in your home. May you be blessed by children, may you have solace in friends, and may you enjoy true peace with everyone. May you be witnesses in the world to God's charity, so that everyone afflicted and needy who knows your kindness may one day welcome you into the eternal dwelling of God. May God bless all who gather here and all throughout the world whom our work affects, that we may walk together in the ways of love. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 2382 by Eisenhardt, a bill for an act establishing an agricultural vulnerability to climate advisory task force and including effective date provisions.
First read of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 2383 by Bousolo, a bill for an act relating to the multiple housing cooperative, including by providing for the conversion to a cooperative under the Iowa Cooperative Association Act and a merger with a limited liability company.
First read of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2384 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the pharmacy benefit managers, pharmacies, and prescription drug benefits, and including applicable provisions.
First read of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2385 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the reports of child abuse and child exploitation by a counselor, therapist, or school employee and making penalties applicable.
First read of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2386 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the disclosure of a psychological test material.
First read of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2387 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the sales of catalytic converters to scrap metal dealers and making penalties applicable.
First read of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 2388 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the legislature of ambulatory surgical centers providing for fees to be considered repayment receipts and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2389 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to medication abortions, including the required information consent and the dispensing of the abortion-inducing drugs to patients within the state and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. Place on counter.
House File 2390 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to child welfare, including provisions related to foster care and a child advocacy board.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment. Place on counter.
House File 2391 by Kerr, a bill for an act establishing an exemption for certain agricultural-based property based on levies and drainage district assessments.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Agriculture. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith, for today's Black History Month presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Today I want to talk a little bit about Nicole Hannah Jones. Ms. Jones is not a specific friend of mine, but somebody I'm familiar with and whose work is close to me, as she's a Waterloo native. And so it's always good to give a little hometown love when we can. But Nicole Hannah Jones is an investigative journalist who, I said, is born in Waterloo, Iowa. Her story is pretty unique, as growing up in Waterloo, oftentimes we notice the segregation in our own city. Waterloo is a town historically where the black folks live on the east side of town, where I was born and raised, and it's my honor to now represent. I mean, white folks lived on the west side of town. And Nicole was a student who was born on the east side, but was bused to school on the west side. And I know for a lot of us that sounds like it could have been a long time ago, but I'm talking about the 90s in Waterloo, Iowa, unfortunately. But a lot of her work was inspired by that challenge, by understanding that it took getting on the bus and going to the other side of town to get access to better books, access to sometimes better teachers, folks who were willing to push her and challenge her. And so in doing so, Nicole developed a knack for telling the story from a perception or a perspective that most people don't see. She's oftentimes challenging her narratives to see who's missing from the story. And so I could talk about all the awards and accolades that she's won over time, but I think most notably in her work, it's the 1619 Project, her contribution to globally what this narrative looks like about American history, not just black history. When I think about, you know, the work that we're doing here, I think about Nicole because as an Iowa native, as a Pulitzer Prize winner, as Time Magazine's one of the 100 most influential people of 2021, we had some contentious conversations about her work in this building. And I don't say that to challenge either side of our opinions on that, but to be thankful and grateful that in a place like Iowa, we've got one of the 100 most influential people in the world that's from this state. That good or bad, we've nurtured that individual. We've given her a broad enough perspective to challenge what exists and give us an idea to think how to think about things as we go forward in the future. And so for me, I know Nicole's work is not done. I know there's plenty that she will write. There's plenty that she will challenge. I'm sure her ideas will once again be a topic of conversation in this legislative body. And I welcome that, and I think we all should. But for me, I'm excited to say that from my hometown of Waterloo, we've got one of the most influential people in the world. In the state of Iowa, we've got a Pulitzer Prize winner who's challenging us to think critically every day about the work, not just black history, but about American history. And so today, I'm honored to share with you a little bit about Nicole Hannah-Jones and her contributions to America and our society. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative McConkie and others for House Resolution 101.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Resolution 101 reads as follows. A resolution honoring the Paralympic achievements of Mr. Josh Turek. Whereas the life and career of Iowa native Josh Turek from Council Bluffs is a testament to the value of hard work and dedication to achieving success through teamwork, and whereas Mr. Turek pursued his passion to excel in athletics through perseverance, hard work, discipline, sacrifice, and dedication to perfecting his craft, and all the while never forgot a lesson taught to him by his father early on in his life to put forth 100% effort in all his endeavors. And whereas Mr. Turek represented Team USA in wheelchair basketball in four Paralympic Games, competing in 2004, 2012, 2016, and 2021, and whereas Mr. Turek built a reputation as a world-class shooter and excelled under pressure in pursuit of winning a Paralympic gold medal, and whereas Mr. Turek, driven by his passion and unwavering desire to achieve his goals, earned a place on his first Paralympic team in 2004, then won a bronze medal in 2012 while leading the team in points scored and rebounds, and whereas Mr. Turek and his team earned the first USA Paralympic men's wheelchair basketball gold medal in 28 years at the 2016 Paralympic Games, displaying a style of wheelchair basketball that marked the team as the statistically greatest in Paralympic history.
Whereas Mr. Turk hit clutch three-foot throws to help his seal his victory in the medal round games of the 2020 Paralympic Games, played in Tokyo in 2021, finishing his career earning his second paraplegic gold medal. And whereas Mr. Turk announced his retirement from national team wheelchair basketball competition to focus attention on off-the-court goals, having earned a silver medal in the World Championship 2014, three Pan American Game gold medals in 2011, 2015, 2019, and three Paralympic medals, a bronze medal in 2012, and back-to-back gold medals in 2016 and 2021. And whereas Mr. Turk has already achieved personal success in a variety of pursuits, but continues to work to improve himself, as evidence of his commitment to the education and his current goals of earning a master's degree, whereas Mr. Turk has inspired many and shown the values of hard work, teamwork, dedication to his craft. Therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives honor Mr. Jock Turk, whose efforts, dedication, skills, attitude, and refusal to settle allowed him to receive Olympic gold success, both in, on and off the court. Mr. Turk, the House want to honor you and welcome you, and let's give him a warm welcome. Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of this resolution.
The gentleman from Pottawatomie moves the adoption of H.R. 101. All those in favor of adoption say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has passed. Congratulations on your resolution. Are there any announcements to come for the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Busolo. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise today to introduce a group of student leaders from Ankeny. They're joining us today in the gallery. This group is led by Ryan Harkema. It's the Ankeny Mayor's Youth Council. This group works with the mayor and council and Parks and Recreation to volunteer and lead community projects within the Ankeny community. It was started by former Ankeny mayor and current Polk County supervisor, Steve Van Ort. And after many years, they still continue to engage in our community. Please join me in welcoming them to the Iowa House.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Today is Iowa Immunization Day here at the state capitol. And myself and Representative Ann Meyer will be down in the rotunda from now until around 3:30 this afternoon, answering questions and giving vaccines to people here at the Capitol and in central Iowa. So I invite all of you to stop down, even if you have had all your vaccines. There will be doctors there willing to answer questions about vaccines. And we will have offering the COVID vaccines and also flu. And would also like to invite you down because there are treats there too. So stop down between now and 1:30, or now and 3:30 to talk to us and talk to other people about immunizations here in the state of Iowa. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Warren, Representative Bowden. For what purpose does he seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, and I'm in order for an introduction.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is my honor to introduce to you a national champion. Ainsley Ernst is a high school senior from Carlisle, Iowa. She is an outstanding individual, student, and athlete. The oldest of four sisters, she has set the bar high when it comes to athletic achievement. She is the Drake Relays champion in the 400 and 800 meter, state champion in the 800 and 1500 meter, and she holds the state record in the 800 meter. She also is the national champion in the 800 meter with a time of 2 minutes and 6 seconds. She will be attending the University of Arkansas on a full scholarship where she hopes to break the 2 minute record. It is my pleasure to introduce to you a national champion, Ainsley Ernst.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Wilburn. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, I'm in order for a point of personal privilege.
This is not the time of the day for the point of personal privilege, but it may be in a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
The chair recognizes Representative Winchell from Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, February 15th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Woodburn. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, I'm in order for a point of personal privilege.
You are in order.
All right, thanks. Sorry for jumping the gun there. Just wanted to thank the representative for bringing forth the Youth Advisory Council from Ankeny. And just something I wanted to bring the attention to the House, that there are a lot of communities that do bring forward and have their mayors establish these Youth Advisory Commissions, which are actually composed of young people. I did so myself in 2006 when I was mayor of the city of Iowa City. We actually gave them a line item budget to that organizations of the community had to apply to them for funding for some summer programming. And the chair of that first Youth Advisory Committee was a gentleman, a young man by the name of Zach Walls, who's now the House Minority Leader. So I look forward to seeing some budding young senators and House of Representative members in the future. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further business to come before the body, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.